All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys today on February 19th, 2026. Our subject is going to be on competition. We have some special guests in the house with us today. We have Lady Fahima.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we also have Charlotte, and she's the producer of Call Me Negotiator.
Amazing.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And also we have some of our regular co-hosts coming on. We have Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. From the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. And also we have my brother Shkwaish Shachlach from Gwaishkna, BC.
Wonderful.
And we do have a special guest, Arian Sheshbera Deran. And yes, she'll be joining us too, hopefully. We'll get a good connection. And we have some great music coming up from Anthony Deadeye, Henge, Electric Light Orchestra, and Secura, and also, if we have enough time, some Monkey Ham. So stay tuned for all that. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from France, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from India, from Japan, from China, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, special place in the universe the way it should be. So we're going to start off with some energetic music, and this is from Anthony Deadeye, and this it's off his album called The Swamp Sessions, and the name of the song is Black Iron Rail. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for joining us.
Inside.
back inside.
Awesome. All right. We have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. And for people out there that don't know, he's a high diving champion of the world. And we're so blessed to have him. And we were listening to a group called, well, an artist named Anthony Deadeye. And that song was called Black Iron Rail. Man, what a toe-tapper. Anyways, we have Wegedesk on the line. Welcome to the program, Wegedesk.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having me on the show, Chief. It's always an honor to be with y'all. And what do you say we get going with these deep breaths that our bodies love so much?
That sounds like an awesome idea. Let's do it.
All right, y'all. So let's prepare our bodies to bring in the magical power of the air. It brings such vital nutrients to us, so easy. Man, I wish everything in life were as easy as breathing, but it's not. So let's relax our shoulders, let's relax our jaw, relax your belly, relax anywhere you might be holding tension. And as we breathe in through the nose, we're gonna imagine all the goodness of the universe going into our bodies. And as we exhale, just let it all go. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. So good. 2 more of those. Nice. And 1 more. Thank you, air. Thank you for everything. Wow, I love that.
Ooh, wow, man, that's always so invigorating. Thank you so much. It's just always super awesome just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, getting us all ready for an awesome subject today. Our subject is going to be on competition. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Competition is a hot topic right now as we have the Winter Olympics going on.
Right on.
Let's go athletes, right? And, you know, one thing about competition is that not everybody can win.
Mm-hmm.
Competition develops a hierarchy. We find out who's better than who. And, you know, most of the time I'd like to hope everybody gets a gold place medal. If you're showing up and competing, that's a huge accomplishment in itself. But there's also something to be said about somebody working harder than somebody, and thus they perform better and have a better result in the end. They win the competition. And so this is a beautiful part about being a human, is we can compete with ourselves. We can make sure we're better today than we were yesterday, and mm-hmm. set ourselves up to be better tomorrow than we are today. And so us being a part of Eagle Nation, Universal Production Societies, we believe in human empowerment, team building, and, you know, competition usually doesn't have a place in a team. But for us, if we're competing against ourselves to be better every day, I think it's a great opportunity to take stock of what we're thinking about daily, what are our actions daily, how are we feeling daily. And if we're not happy where we're in life, the first place we need to look for change is ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we could use that competition with ourselves to improve our conduct and know what we got to do better in life. Mm. So that's what I'm thinking about competition. That's a great topic, especially around this time of the year. And I'm super excited to hear what the rest of y'all have to say about competition, too.
Well, I had a really good thought about it because As you know, I'm out in doing aviation and flying with my buddies out in BC helicopters. And yeah, big shout out to all my fellow captains out there as helicopter pilots and instructors. Big shout out to all of you for the courage just to get out there and fly. And we all seem to have like a competitive spirit, but it always makes us better. And as we get better, we get safer. And it's just an important thing of in life to use competition in a positive way to help us grow. And it also kind of brings us together as a group and just having that comradeship. And it just helps us to build ourselves up together and develop ourselves into better human beings the way that, you know, we should be all trying to do. So I'm very grateful because we have our Lady Fahima, and she brings so many great achievers that we can look up to and try to like emulate and grow and just be empowered by the power of all these great people that she brings. And sometimes she herself is like bringing some of our subjects up, and just always a great thing to have. So yeah, that's what I have on competition. And we really appreciate you joining us and bringing your wisdom and your words to us, and just the special energy that you bring to help us uplift and remember to breathe and take in those deep breaths and get us all fired up. So thank you so much.
Absolutely, Chief. My pleasure. Thanks, everybody in the studio.
Thank you.
And around the world for tuning in. I look forward to next week, y'all. Bye for now.
Beautiful. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world, and certainly a person that knows competition, and just a big honor to have him come on our program and share
Absolutely.
With us. So, yeah, big shout out and lots of love to him. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be able to hopefully talk to Ariane Shishbera Daran.
Yes.
And but first, we're going to play her a song. And this song is by Henge. And the name of the song is called Mushroom One. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
administer the dosing. From a number with the nostril, boom. Find the vital information. Don't be safe to bring the mushroom spot. Cryptic invitation. Should be growing on the dirty floor.
We're back, and that was Henge and their song called Mushroom One. So that was dedicated to Ariane
Sheshbara Deran,
and we have her on line with us right now, and it's such an honor to have the granddaughter of Mr. Salar as I know him.
Yes.
And a very special, dedicated person to humanity. And just a blessing that we can hear the words of his granddaughter. And she's from the University of Ontario in Toronto. And we'd like you to introduce yourself and what kind of education you're doing.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. Yes, my name is Ariane, and I currently go to school in Toronto, Ontario, and I'm studying urban planning. So I'm doing my first year of urban and regional planning at Toronto Metropolitan University.
Wow, that's so special. That's a huge educational development for the world. It's just very inspiring to, when I heard about that, I was just like, oh, wow, that's pretty special. That's such a deep and wonderful thing that needs to be done all over the world. And I'd like to ask you what made you or inspired you to reach into that field of education?
Yeah, I think I've always been in spaces with community and with people. Mm-hmm. And where I live in Toronto, I was doing community building activities in a neighborhood that was 10 minutes walks away, and it was a very densely populated neighborhood, and it was very clear that like the way the environment was built and the community was built wasn't built in a way maybe to allow the residents to succeed. Like for the amount of people that were there, it didn't feel like there was enough open space for them to be able to like be in nature or to be with like greenery and trees, or maybe there wasn't maybe like enough grocery stores for them. And it was just kind of started this thought process of how does our built environment affect a population and affect community and help it build, because it's a very big part of the growth of all of our communities. So that was kind of the initial introduction, I guess, into urban planning and just thinking about how our cities are designed and then how we can design cities to really maximize the benefits and bring out like the aspirations and the hopes of people, because ultimately like that's what a city should be made to help people and to help the nature. And we need to think about all these different elements that make up a city and how do these interact with one another, and how can we plan for to build better cities that are designed to for these benefits.
Yeah, it's just such a need across the world, really. Like just to intertwine the complexities of, like, for instance, airports and highways and community buildings for like malls and stores and all these things that we got to take into account and make it simpler and easier and safer. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's such a special thing to want to be involved with, and that really does affect humanity in a almost a micro way and also a macro way. So it's pretty amazing. Like I'm just blown away that there are people that are reaching into that area of humanity and just trying to build it up really hands-on, and it's just a special thing. So a lot of kudos to you, and I'm very looking into the future and doing some more interviews and getting to know more of the inspirations that led you to these achievements, and looking out for all of us and the rest of the world. So yeah, so I can hand it over to Lady Fina here.
First of all, Orion, I'm just so delighted that you accepted to be with us. You know, I know that, and even I, in the past, maybe about a couple of months ago, I announced it on the air that we are going to have a very special distinguished guest, which who you are right now present with us, because whatever I promise, I like to keep my promises. And so far, so good, I could carry on with my promises. And I am just so delightful that we are having this interview with one another. My purpose is just to engage all the student, all the young one, that you manifest your very deep thinker, and your action is just very immediate as a new generation. And this is something that we really admire, we acknowledge, and we don't take it as a granted. And I do know that I heard a lot about you, that about your activities, volunteer work that you do in any field, in any area that you can tell us more about, you know, community work, your volunteer work. It would be very inspiring for the rest of us, and it can become a really a great model.
Sure. Yeah, I think I absolutely agree with what you say also about like this idea that I think we're seeing more and more youth take charge, and maybe they're thinking about the world in a different way, and we're seeing that the world is filled with a lot of challenges, but then there's also a lot of hope.
Yes.
For other things that are emerging. And I think when we see that, like, a lot of the tests, and maybe you see that there's war and there's poverty and these hard challenges the world is facing, it's very easy to get I don't know, you get down, and it's hard to see that there's like a new, maybe like a future for the world, and a new kind of world that can be built. But I think I'm very fortunate that I grew up in a family that always had a mindset of service to other people, and this idea of how do we build community anywhere you go. And I think all around the world, it's very clear that there are people making efforts to bring community together. And then when we think also about this idea of you want to create a new type of world where we are all more united, then I think it takes a different shape, and you stop seeing it as every single individual having to succeed individually in life, and that is what is going to make society successful and all the issues to be solved. Because ultimately, if only individuals maybe get better, then you end up with a very individualistic society. But then if you think about how do you transform and grow for the community and for everyone to be able to benefit one another, that kind of shifts the direction that you take the growth. And then it's not a matter of everyone individually growing, but how do we grow with one another? And seeing every single person as a protagonist, everyone as someone who is able to contribute and to serve. Maybe in society right now, we're seeing that a lot of people feel like they're just receivers or they're very passive. But this idea that every single person not only has the capacity to serve, but has something valuable to contribute.